Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 97, for Wednesday, May 11th, 2016. Weather fans, unite! This episode of Android App Arena is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron will send you fresh, high-quality ingredients to cook delicious meals with simple step-by-step instructions right to your door. See what's on the menu this week and get your first two meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/twit. That's blueapron.com/twit. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. The skies, they are changing. Bluer and bluer with each passing day, yet I find myself looking at my phone every single morning to see what kind of blue it's going to be. Is it cargo shorts blue, or is it parka blue outside? Seriously, Bay Area weather, make up your damn mind already. Anyways, if you haven't noticed, Google has actually retooled its own weather functionality within Google Now, and it's a pretty awesome redesign, I think. But sometimes you need a standalone app that brings other functionality. Maybe it's notifications and alerts, or maybe it's radar capabilities. Maybe it's widgets with attitude. That's WWA for all you weather fans out there. All of those are going to be featured in today's roundup of a few weather apps you may not have played around with. That is until now. Let's take a look. First up, developer Apollon finally ported their 2015 App Design Award winning weather app called NOAA Weather Radar to Android. So let's see how it fares here. First, this radar screen is what you see upon first launch, with a nice way to drop a bookmark on the locations that you want to keep tabs on. You may notice up top that there's that progress bar that's animating the radar contents for the past 45 minutes or so in increments of 10 to 15 minutes. So you get kind of a sense of the current radar readings depending on what that's set at. Now, I can swipe up from the bottom to get that informational bar in view. I'll get all the details from my current location, things like current conditions, barometric pressure, precipitation, visibility, the whole nine yards, everything you'd pretty much expect to be there. And below that is access to a swipeable row of today's 24-hour forecast, along with the extended 7-day forecast below even that. Now we're going to skip back out, and up top is the locations view. That's denoted by the solid bookmark that you see there. So I'll tap that, and here's where I can keep track of the many pins that I've dropped on the radar map. I can also hit the plus to add one by name. Here I'm going to go ahead and type Boise, Idaho, and accept the result that I'm given here. Now I can skip over there and see what it's like in my hometown. In the settings, I can change what the background map actually shows if I'd rather look at, let's say, terrain or satellite information, for example. And finally, I can completely customize the layout of the app to show off details not displayed by default, things like sunrise or sunset times. NOAA Weather Radar is free in the Play Store with a $2 in-app purchase to remove the ads. Now, what if what you want is a simplified look at your weather details? Then what do you know? An app exists. It's called Simple Weather, and it should do the trick here. At least you know what you're getting based on the name anyways. First, Simple Weather adheres to the solid, colorful aspects of material design, and that includes the cut-from-cardboard look and feel with the weather icons throughout the app. Gives the app kind of a nice playfulness and simplicity. The main screen shows me current conditions here in Petaluma, along with an extended forecast below that. Now, any entry on that scrollable bar can actually be tapped, and you'll get more context. And as you tap through, notice how everything just kind of bounces and animates in a very light and airy way. Excellent material design choices. Now, back to the main screen, I can continue downward to reveal more current condition statistics. And last but not least, the current bell curve of sunrise to sunset. Now, on the side slide-out tray, I can switch away from the overview that we've been looking at into the daily and hourly forecasts. In that hourly forecast section, a number of specific conditions are actually broken out into graphs that chart the remainder of the day. And what weather app would be complete without access to a satellite map showing conditions overlaid on the top? In this case, the floating action button down there swaps between different conditions for different overlays. And that top button toggles between satellite view and map view. Simple Weather is designed incredibly well, I think, and it's a delight to use. Simple Weather is free in the Play Store with a $1.99 upgrade inside the app to remove the ads. All right, first off, this next app is not for the faint of heart. And I should probably warn the youngins out there, this app is not for you either. But I went looking for a weather app that was very different from the rest of the pack, and Grumpy Weather Widget fits the bill nicely. Unfortunately for Josh, our editor, there will be a few choice words to blur out if that gives you any indication as to what you can expect here. Grumpy Weather Widget celebrates its bad attitude when it comes to weather conditions. It's a widget, so I'll go ahead and add the widget to my home screen, whereby I'm given a number of options to kind of tailor the information that the widget displays to my choosing. Things like how often to update that widget with the current conditions, what limited details that I want it to show, how to correctly display the timestamp, and a few other things. Honestly, it's pretty limited. But you should know that inside this free app comes the ability to purchase tailor-made icon packs for $1 a piece. You can preview the icon packs, and then you find one that you like, you just fire off your purchase to bring that personality into the widget once it's created. Now, once I've set all of this up, I'll go ahead and tap the check mark to apply it. And now I get a delightful message that illustrates just how thrilled I am at the drab state of the weather today. Each refresh brings a new message, and pretty much all of them aren't what anyone would consider family friendly, but it's different. And it packs personality, and for that, I appreciate its honesty. Find Grumpy Weather Widget in the Play Store for free. Now, maybe someone is going to create, finally, a weather app that will magically turn our weather into the warm and sunny paradise that I crave right now. I mean, seriously, it's May. But until then, at least I know that it's parka weather outside. Again, I'm not bitter. All right, before we move on, let's thank the sponsor of today's episode, and that's Blue Apron. Blue Apron's mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone while supporting a more sustainable food system. Also setting the highest standards for ingredients and building a community of home chefs. For less than $10 per meal, Blue Apron actually delivers seasonal recipes along with fresh, high-quality ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. Every meal comes with a step-by-step easy to follow recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients that can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. I should know, I've cooked a bunch of these meals and they all do come in at less than 40 minutes. You can customize your recipes each week based on your dietary preferences and choose a delivery option that fits your needs. There's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you actually want them. Blue Apron delivers to 99% of the continental U.S. Blue Apron sets the highest quality standards for their community of over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. And seafood is sourced sustainably. Beef is raised humanely. Chickens are free range. Pork is raised naturally. And regenerative farming practices are used for produce. By shipping the exact amount required for the recipe, Blue Apron is reducing food waste as well. You get exactly what you need to prepare these meals. Whether it's Japanese ramen noodles, wild-caught Alaskan salmon, or heirloom tomatoes. I love heirloom tomatoes. Blue Apron brings you the very best. Blue Apron not only supports a more sustainable food system, it supports happy and healthy families. Cooking together builds strong family bonds. And research shows that Blue Apron families cook nearly 3 times more often. New recipes created every week by Blue Apron's culinary team and are not repeated within a year. You can cook meals like crispy cod and cabbage slaw tacos with pepita, pineapple, and avocado salsa, or pan-seared pork chops with 2 cheese, mashed potatoes, and sautéed spinach. I can hardly read this because I'm getting super hungry. Just check out this week's menu and get your first 2 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/twit. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron. So don't wait. Visit blueapron.com/twit. And we thank Blue Apron for their support of Android App Arena. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. All right, this week's big app is timed with the release of a major console game that's pretty highly anticipated. Sure, the mobile version is no equal to the console game, but it's worth playing. So let's take a look. This week marks the release of what is expected to be the final game in the Uncharted franchise on the PlayStation 4. I'm a big fan of the series, so I'm bummed that my lack of PS4 ownership means I can't partake in that game right away. But Sony threw me a bone with the release of an action puzzler game based in the Uncharted world called Uncharted Fortune Hunter. Sure, it's no replacement for the sweeping epic gameplay of the console release, but anyone who likes Lara Croft Go or Hitman Go, as I do, is going to feel right at home here. You are, of course, Nathan Drake, placed in the midst of a puzzle field that is covered in crumbling pathways, booby trap switches, and dart guns that fire with every step that you take. Now, at the start of every level, you must draw out the path that Nathan Drake must take in order to avoid the many death-causing obstacles in order to make it to the jewel and pass on to the very next level. Now, in some levels, you'll need to push large barriers around in order to unlock and open different pathways. And all along, you're going to be picking up the pieces of treasure that are scattered about. That's kind of what Nathan Drake is all about, after all. Yes, there are in-app purchases for silly, unnecessary things like fashion, but the gameplay is more or less unencumbered by them. Though I did find that load times between levels take a little bit long for my taste. There are more than 200 puzzles to sort through here, so you'll have plenty to keep you occupied until you can secure a PS4 and a copy of Uncharted 4 for yourself. Find Uncharted Fortune Hunter in the Play Store for free. With more than 200 levels, Uncharted Fortune Hunter is going to take you a decent amount of time to complete, so, I don't know, load it on your phone before the next big trip and never be bored again. Send me your favorite apps and categories to arena@twit.tv. You can always post those to the subreddit. It's androidapparena.reddit.com. And the show plays live every Wednesday around 5 p.m. Pacific following Tech News Today at twit.tv/live with a new episode appearing later in the evening in the feeds and on the show page. That can be found at twit.tv/arena. Alrighty, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me once again today. My name is Jason Howell, and I will see you next week in the arena.